Sure.
Need some like gum or something?
You know, I think that standard.
Little technical difficulty.
Spin it a little bit.
I think. Does that work?
No, not quite. Well, you do the same.
Yeah.
Seventeen. We're all good? Number three is starting from seven. Watch it, three, one, two, one, two, three. sleigh bells with them. Sleigh bells, that makes anything a Christmas song, no matter what it is. All right, so enjoy. Who is the star of this one? Star.
17.
17. All right, here we go. So this one will...
Thank you.
First, Noah. But number one. Some have. So pick up the 21. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Mr. Comito, I apologize that we were in a, there was a number of board members and some of the administrators who were in another meeting across the hallway. We did get to hear you all, so thank you very much. And I just want to thank Mr. Comito and all of the students from his instrumental groups at North for participating this evening and sharing some holiday cheer with everyone. Thank you very much.
Please rise for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. America and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Approval of the minutes, please. Motion, please. Rob, second Vic. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Visitors? Is it Debbie Lubin? Hi, Deb.
Good evening.
Hi. Just make sure that green light is lit.
It's on. You
hear
me?
And I can hear you. That's
fine.
Okay.
Good evening, President Falco, Vice President Scavo, Superintendent Graham, members of the cabinet and the board. My name is Debbie Lubin, and I'm here tonight as a parent of the Sachem Robotics team. I want to thank the school district and the Board of Ed for all the support that you have given the robotics team. But I am here with two requests for you all to consider. These requests are for a fourth advisor for the team, as well as a larger space for the team to use. We call this group a team, but they are technically considered a group. Considered a club, and the school clubs accept all students that want to attend the meetings. The team is a combined group of both North and East students. This year, our team had up to 120 students sign up and attend at least 1 to 2 team meetings at the beginning of the year. The team approximately currently has 90-plus students that are a part of it. I'm not sure why students chose not to stay on the team, but it could have been because of room D123 at Sachem North is too small to hold this many students, or because the three advisors could not give them the attention/time that they needed. I want to give you a little background about the team that people who are here right now might not know. My son Christopher is a senior member on the team. You can't imagine how happy I was 4 years ago when my freshman son came home from school and told me that he wanted to join a club. As a parent of a quiet kid, I was thrilled that he wanted to participate in a club at the school. I thought, this is great. He will go to this robotics club 1, maybe 2 times a month. I was hoping that he would make a few new friends and not be at home playing his video games. Well, I was wrong, and honestly, pleasantly wrong. Not only did he make lifelong friends, he found his passion for what he wanted to do as a career, making drones that do stuff for companies and the military. Honestly, I don't understand it all, but that doesn't matter because he does and he loves it. I'm proud to say that he found out, I'm proud to say that he just found out that he was accepted to SUNY Polytech, one of his top pick schools, and he is still waiting to hear from his other top pick school, WPI. Without this club, I don't think he would have found his calling, and to know your calling at 17 is something amazing. Most adults still don't know what their calling is or passion is. This team meets weekly throughout the school year and occasionally over the summer to work on special projects. The team is currently preparing to start their build season in 2 weeks. It starts from January 6th and runs through February 13th, which lasts for 6 weeks and includes part of February break. While build season takes place, the three advisors and 90-plus students will meet every day. During the week, they will meet for approximately 3 to 4 hours at night. Over the weekends and holidays, they will meet approximately 12 hours each day. When we figure out how much time is devoted to this team, it is staggering, and it doesn't seem possible, but it is, because I've witnessed the time and energy the advisors and the students all put in. During build season, they formulate a plan on what they want the bot to do according to the specs they receive from FIRST Robotics. They build and program this bot, which is approximately 120 pounds from nothing. They also build the components and structures to the game that the bot has to engage in. And once they finish building, they hope to have the time to do test runs and tweak the bot. Once the 6 weeks are over, they cannot touch the robot again till they are at a competition. So at this is when they start to prepare for the competitions. I am proud to say that since my son started on the team, they have won a regional championship each year. These wins allowed them to attend the World Championships, which has less than 400 teams out of over 7,000 teams attend. We hope that this year and years to come prove the same winning results. The only way to do this is to have the adequate number of advisors to work with these students and the proper space needed to have these students work in. I then wanted to see how many coaches different sports teams have as compared to students on the teams, and I was not surprised at what I found. I checked the football teams because it probably is the closest in size to the robotics team. Between North and East, there is a total of 8 coaches. I'm not sure how many players each varsity team has, so to do a breakdown would not be accurate. I also checked the baseball teams because my younger son plays baseball and I can relate to how many students would be on a team as compared to coaches. A baseball team needs 9 players on the field to play, so I would guess that the varsity teams have maybe 15 to 18 players on them. Well, those teams each have 2 coaches, so the ratio of 7 to 9 players to 1 coach. The robotics team has a ratio of 30 students to 1 advisor. With that being said, sports are played on fields, which gives the team the appropriate space to work in. Our robotics team has a designated room in North, but since the year the team started in 1991, the team has outgrown this room. The team has outgrown the room in just the past 4 years. When my son started, there was approximately 30 team members with 3 advisors, and now has grown 150% in 4 years. I know that I'm asking a lot, another advisor and large space to have the team to work in, but this team is something special, and as we know, technology is booming. I honestly am also asking for selfish reasons. Even though my oldest son is graduating, and he has said he looks forward to coming back to help the team in years to come, I want to see this team continue to flourish and grow because my younger son, who also wants to play baseball for Sachem, and although he is a great catcher and knows if he will make the team of 18 players, says he cannot wait to join this robotics team, which I know he will be able to join because all kids are welcome. Unlike his brother, who does mechanical, he wants to do programming. Both are intricate parts to robotics. Thank you for your time and consideration with these requests.
Thank you. Just to let you know, Mr. Rubin, that we will be discussing future programs in the upcoming budget. So,
yes.
And robotics is on that list, so hopefully we can do something, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
That's it. Okay. Business items. Consent agenda items 3A1 through 3B1. Motion, please. Bill, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Personnel items, consent agenda 4A1 through 4C7. Motion, please. Bill? Vic, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
Mr. Falco, if you don't mind. We do have on there the resignation of Dennis McElhern. Dennis McElhern has served the district for the past 28 years currently as the assistant to the coordinator for special education for Office of Student Services. Dennis has taken a position as the director in the North Babylon School District, and we wish him well.
Thank you.
He's not here this evening.
Page 7, action items, consent agenda for items 511 through 519. Motion, please. Rob, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor? Go ahead, Dorothy.
John, you might know the answer to this. 512 for the Absolute Auctions and Realty. So that's just as it says in there, it's an as-needed basis. So what exactly is it that they're auctioning? It's just
the purchasing department actually worked with council We identified a company that other municipalities and schools use to auction off surplus items. So instead of us having a bid, posting ads in Newsday, conducting the bid ourselves, when we amass things that we want to sell off in surplus, we're going to try it with first the facilities vehicles that we're going to be turning over and some other surplus items we've identified, old equipment, old televisions, old computers, etc. We're going to give this company a try and see how it works. There's no fee to the district for it, so bidders will bid on those items. They're in charge of, you know, taking pictures of the items, promoting them, and then holding the auction. The purchaser pays a 10% premium to the auction company.
That's what I was gonna ask.
We just get the net of the sale.
Okay, and then how does the appraisal happen as far as the what we think it's valued at, or they do?
Well, we can set minimum bids, yeah, which is the same thing we do when we hold our own. I'm just hoping that, you know, with selling it in bulk, we can start to see. I mean, typically most of the salvage items bring very little, you know, when we go out on our own. So I want to try it on a few different things and see how it works. If it doesn't work, then we can certainly go back to our old method or try another service. But from what Catherine tells me, other purchasing agents have had good results with this company.
So all right. Thank you.
Willing to give it a try.
Any other questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
Mr. Falco, if you don't mind, I'm going to just interject again on item 519. Right. That's an agreement between the district and Eastern Suffolk BOCES for some classrooms at Merrimack. That's a program that currently is housed at Merrimack, and that this is a continuation of that agreement that the board just approved. I also thought this would be a good opportunity to just mention that in addition to the Merrimack agreement for 3 years that just finished, we also had an agreement with BOCES for Seneca for the H-Wing. And, you know, given the schools closing the middle school and the increase in population at each of the three buildings, we determined that it was necessary for us to not continue that agreement so that we can open up Seneca to the rest of the Seneca students and staff.
Thank you, Dr. Graham. Page 9, consent agenda items 5110 through 5111. Motion, please. Rob, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We're up to donations. Grundy Avenue Elementary PTA, $6,000 for the BOCES Performing Arts Code. Motion, please. Bill, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Recommendation from the Committee on Special Education. Motion, please. Bill, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay. Any committee information? Nothing?
No, yeah.
Go ahead, Dorothy. This is on audit.
The audit committee.
Go ahead.
So the audit committee met last week to go over. We sent out some RFPs for new auditors for our, well, not for new auditors, an RFP for our external auditors. So they responded. We interviewed, I think, John, what was it, 4 last week. And so we went through the process. We interviewed them. We asked them all the questions that we need to as far as if they're qualified, what their processes were. We also went over the cost for the external audit. So the audit committee sat for hours, and we went through, discussed afterwards. So it turns out when we go through all of these, we really preferred the external auditor that was doing the audits prior. So instead of going out with a 5-year, we decided to go out with a 2-year, which I think, John, you took care of as well. But some of the things that we're changing and that are new with this auditor is that, of course, we have a new business manager. We also have new software that the business office uses. And then we're also rotating some of the personnel in that firm, so it's not the same people that are doing the same audit. And I think we engaged them, right, John? So we're going to be going with them.
Yeah, I mean, the recommendation would go from the committee to the board. As long as the board is agreeable to that, I'll move forward with drawing up the necessary paperwork to engage that firm. When the RFP went out, it asks each of the firms to provide 5 years of pricing, but it never holds you to those 5 years. So the committee's initial idea was to at least tell this firm that we'd only commit for 2 years. That's not to say that the committee and or the board can't come back at the end of the 2 years and say, we want to go a third, a fourth, or a fifth. But this firm is going into this arrangement knowing that it might only be two before we go back out with another RFP.
Right. And that's it?
We need a board approval? No. Okay. Okay. Hello? She had no legislative. She's nothing. Nothing tonight.
The policy committee is going to be meeting on January 29th again. So that's our update. We haven't met for a little while. That's our next meeting.
Okay. I think that's it. First of all, on behalf of the board, we want to wish everybody a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas. We won't meet again till January 10th. And we're going to get into budget season, so those are going to be important meetings ahead of us. Any other board members have anything to say? No? Okay. This time, I'm sorry. Okay, need a motion into executive session for the purpose of discussing lease or sale of property. Motion, Dorothy, second, Laura. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. And good night, everyone.